Today on Real Radio.
I can't afford not to give to God. I could never jeopardize my home that way. Even if it's $1. And why is it such a big deal?
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack continues his series simply called, Why Should I? Lessons that demonstrate how Scripture answers questions like, why should I go to church? Why should I pray? And a whole lot more, why should I's? Well, now Pastor Jack delves into a topic that can be, well, quite sensitive to a lot of folks, donating to the church and its ministries. Here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs now in a study that answers the question, why should I tithe?
Chapter 3, verse 10 said, bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and test me now and see, saith the Lord, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessings that you will not be able to contain it all. You say, what was that verse? I told you to write it down. God said that. Now, don't get up and leave thinking I'm forming a certain doctrine or opinion. You're going to be quite surprised if you're ahead of me that way. The point is, you can't outgive God. God will never go into debt to you or me. Never. Well, come on, Lord. I gave $100. Now fix my car. You know what? Your money, you just caused your money to rot in the presence of God. Well, you know what, Pastor? If people drug me in here today, I put in $5. And I didn't want to be here. And I don't like you, and I don't like this church. Well, it's hard to give cash back because we don't know if you're lying or not. But if you wrote a check, you can have your money back after service. If your heart's wrong, we don't want it in the. We don't want it. It's spooky money, man. Come get it later. Or write us and give us your name, and it was for this amount. We'll give it back. I don't care. You got to give it from the heart that's worshipful. And Jesus says in Luke 6:38, give and it will be given unto you. Listen to this. In good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, it will come out of your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. Look what's going on. And you see, you can say because of our fixated culture, whoa, I got it. Give some money and God will double it and give me money back. That's cool. Yeah, that's what I saw on Christian TV. The guy said, send $10 and I'll get $100. If I have a $100 bill, if I tear off one part of it, do you know what I'm talking about? Have you heard this? The guy will say, take a $100 bill on Christian TV, tear off the edge of it and send him the big portion of it. Hello? He can take that part to the bank. You can't take that little piece to the bank. And he says, just hang on to it because God will double it. Really? Then why isn't he doing it? If he, as a spiritual leader, has got an idea on how to make it, then why isn't he making it? You know what? I'm thankful that I get to give to my God because I'm reminded of his love for me. You know what? Can you imagine if God decided to skimp like we skimp on him? Can you imagine? Hi, Jack. Hi, Lord. You know what? It's been a really rough week in the universe. A lot of smog, fires, earthquakes, volcanoes, people dying. It's been tough. I can only give you 63% of the oxygen you need this week. Oh, okay. Yeah, you know, just don't run. Just walk slow. Don't exert yourself. I can only do 63% of the air that you need. And again, it's been a really rough week. There's been a drought in the Sudan. So I'm only going to give you 13% of the water you need per day that you need to live on. So whatever you do, don't sweat. That's what we do to God. Malachi chapter 3 says, God says, listen, I want you to be blessed. Listen, he says, I want you to be blessed. Malachi chapter 3. I want you to be content. But you've robbed me. And the people said, how have we robbed you, God? And he says, because you have not given me tithes and offerings. You've robbed me. And for this reason, he says, there's a curse upon you. And it's interesting. It's not a curse that God sends. It's a curse that's just native to life. When we don't put God first, we walk around like in some sort of a curse, you know? Ends never meet. We try everything we can. And he says in Haggai chapter 1, he says, you labor really hard and you have nothing to show for it. He says, you put money in a bag and your bag has holes. He says, you drink and you drink and you drink, but you're still thirsty. He says, all because you've not put me first. You've left my house alone, but you've paneled your home with cedar. It's not a sin to have a nice house, people. We live predominantly in a very affluent area, very blessed area. That's not a sin. It's not a sin for you to have the cars that you have, or in some cases, some people are the airplanes that they have and their businesses and what they do. It's not a sin, as long as you know God owns them, okay? See, man, all I got is a lawnmower. Hey, Christian, that's God's lawnmower. Well, I happen to have, you know, a Ferrari. Well, that's God's Ferrari. It's between you and God. But you know what? I want to worship him in my tithe because he's so, so very good. We are so blessed. Number two, very quickly. Number two, why should I tithe? Because all things belong to God. They really do. Jot this down quickly. He's in need of nothing. You say, well, now you're getting to that thing I wanted to ask you about. If he has need of nothing, then why is he asking of me something? Because it just drives you nuts, doesn't it? He has need of nothing. Yeah, I know. So why do I have to give him $5? He doesn't need your $5, but he's doing his heart surgery on you. No. Psalm 50, verse 12, in case we forgot. Psalm 50, verse 12, God says, if I were hungry, I would not tell you. Isn't that great? For the world is mine and everything in it. You think God gets hungry, he can just go to Black Angus himself. He can go get a Black Angus. If he wants mountain lion, he can have that. If he wants to have, you know, a giraffe, he can have a giraffe. He's not going to ask you for it. Can I have my giraffe? I'm hungry. He does whatever he wants to do. He sits in heaven above. He has need of nothing. He allows us to participate in what he's doing. And isn't it funny? Watch this, class. You'll get this. It's fun. In our culture, see, we live in the West. But if we lived in the Sudan, we wouldn't be talking about dollars. You know what we'd be talking about? I'll give you... Listen, I went through my harvest and I got like four ears of corn. I love the Lord, and I'm going to give him one grain. In fact, I'm going to give him the prettiest and the most healthy-looking ear of corn. If you walked up and said, hey, buddy, here's $10, the guy would say, make an airplane out of it, will you? I can't do anything with that. I need something to eat. I need some bread. See, our economy is money. If the valuable thing was oranges, you'd be struggling with God and oranges. Come on, God, what do you want all my oranges for? You think God needs money? You guys, it's not money. It's what we love. You mentioned money. Money? What about money? How much? I invest what? And get how much? Oh, yeah. And we start thinking about it. Isn't it funny? Nobody came on the air this week and said, you'll get 300,000 bananas if you just send in the... Bananas? I don't care about bananas. I'm not even listening. But he mentioned money. We get all into it. Why? Isn't it interesting? Jesus says, listen up. You can either serve God or... what is it? Money. He didn't say bananas. It's money. The issue's money. That's what it's all about to the world. God says, hey, Christian, do you trust me? Yes. Do you expect me to take you into heaven? Yes. Do you think I died on the cross for your sins? Absolutely. I'm the Lord of your life? Absolutely. Then give me your checkbook. What? God, now you're asking me to trust you with that. Oh, okay. I see what you can do to yourself with it. Give it to him. Watch what happens. Pray about it. He's in need of nothing. Not only that, he's the creator of everything. The book of Isaiah chapter 40 verse 28 says, do you not know and have you not heard? He sounds so Jewish to me right there. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. That's God. He's great. Third, under this point, he doesn't need our help. He doesn't need our help. Church, listen up. Wake your neighbor up. He needs to hear this. God does not need our help. Well, Pastor, how are you going to complete that building over there if I don't give my money? Well, just fine, thank you. Second thing is, Pastor Chuck taught us years ago, I'm so glad for this. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but there's not a pastor, including myself on staff, that knows who gives what. I refuse for myself or those pastors to know. It's handled in accounting. Nobody, you know what? Nobody who is in my thinking in the priesthood, so to speak, ministering to one another, I will not have myself nor any of the associate pastors at this church knowing what some man or woman gives financially to this church. You want to know why? If they're sleeping with their girlfriend or boyfriend, we're going to tell them what the Bible says. I had a man tell me not too long ago when he was doing that very thing. I said, you can't do that. The Bible says you're going to hurt yourself. You can't do it. You can't do this. And he says, he's an older man. He says, do you understand who you're talking to? I said, I know exactly who I'm talking to. A guy who's sleeping with his girlfriend. It's called fornication. God says you're going to hurt yourself. Don't do it. And he says, do you have any idea how much money I give to this church? And you would have thought he got hit by a ton of bricks. I said, not only do I not know, I don't even know your last name. I don't know how much you give. And you, instantly you could tell where his, all the glory, it was him. His life was his. Don't tell me that. I don't know, and the pastors don't know how much anyone gives, because we've got to do our spiritual job, and we will not let monetary things interrupt what we have to do. That's an important thing to keep in mind. Don't know. You don't have to know everything, but know this, God does not need our help. God's not broke. Okay, now this is where, ushers, get ready. This is where the doors go. In Haggai chapter 2, verse 8, God says, all the silver belongs to me. All of the gold belongs to me, says the Lord. Well, who says? The Lord. So, I think if a church is committed to the Bible and loving each other and ministering to the needs in the community, doing what we're called to do, I think God's going to pay all the bills. He'll take care of it all. If a church is broke, hello, listen, if a church is broke, then man put them there. Stop blaming God. If you came from a church and it went financially belly up, stop blaming God. Man put them there. And if people are demanding money from you, that's not God. Listen to this. If somebody is saying, well, you know what, just give us the account number and we'll automatically deduct it from your account, and that's not what the scripture says. The scripture says, whatever you give, give from a willing heart. Big thing came to me in the mail. Pastor Jack, you need to do this. It's very cool. Now, I know that we're moving toward a cashless society. Everybody knows that. It's a computerized world. And until Al-Qaeda does their next trick, you watch that one. It won't be bombs next time. It's going to be a computer. Yeah, it's going cashless society, plus the Bible says we're going to go to a cashless society. But oh, the new thing is to have the thing where you run your credit card through and for tithes and offerings at the church. Well, I know that we're going toward a cashless system, and maybe someday it'll be that way. But you know what? Excuse me. Those credit cards are already probably so racked up as it is. Now, are we going to build the church on credit? God is not broke. Well, Christian TV says. Yeah, I know. I know it. I wrote this one down from a certain Christian television worldwide satellite network. Someone very famous says, God wants you to live by faith. So send in that seed money. And remember, the bigger the seed, the bigger the crop for you. And God will bless you. I figured out that at least the tie he was wearing had to be a $150 tie. His suit, at least an Armani. I happened to find out a little bit more about this guy's life. His salary is a little over $6 million a year. Oh, that's nothing. Just wait. He has not one, but he has several. For those of you who know what I'm talking about, then you'll know what I'm talking about. He has several Gulfstream jets at his disposal. His doctor said, you have an upper respiratory infection. You need to get a house in Boca Raton, Florida, because the salty air is good for your chest. $6 million home. The church had to buy that. Not him. He travels first class beyond all over the world. I had a chance to bump into him in Israel one time. He don't stay in places like we stay. Him and his type are ministers of the Lord. They deserve a double portion. Paul taught them that, they say. You know, I think they're wolves. They're fleecing the flock of God and they're thieves. Now, I could mention their names, but if I do with what I just said, they'll just sue you and me. I won't do that. I won't give them that authority. But if they're such men of faith and they want you to exercise faith and send in money, then why don't they exercise faith? If they say, you know, exercise faith and give all that you have and watch God bless you. You know what? Why don't you start by taking off your suit and selling that tie? How about cashing in your Lear jets and your Gulfstreams and giving up the yacht and move out of Boca Raton and let's see faith. Don't talk to me about faith. You're a minister. You have a global ministry and you got your own little clan and all you guys play games together. You know what? You want to talk about faith? You're fleecing the flock of God. You're ripping people off. No wonder why people don't want to talk about tithing. And then people who are not educated in the Bible get all upset and they blame God and they blame churches. And Jesus says, calm down. I told you that in the last days, these people would come not sparing the flock. And then the Holy Spirit tells the Apostle Paul to write it down in Timothy that there will be people coming in the last days just before the return of Christ who think that preaching the gospel is a way to get rich. You thought that was in a movie? It's in the Bible. Boils my blood. You may give God a dollar or you may give God $100,000. What are you going to get in return? I don't know. But he will never be indebted to you, my friend. You may have awesome health. You may never be rich. You may never be even middle class. You know what? He might bless you with incredible health. He might bless you with peace. That is just amazing. He may bless you with a marriage. I don't know what, but you will not go without. I can't afford not to give to God. I could never jeopardize my home that way. Even if it's $1. And why is it such a big deal? Number three, and we're done. Because I desire, you and I do, we desire to give glory to God. Number one, keep this in mind. We don't own anything. It's not ourselves. It's not ours. We don't own it. Number two, we want to honor Him with what we have. Some of you need to hear this. God has blessed you so much. You've got tremendous wealth. You know what? Praise the Lord for that, okay? Stop apologizing for it. I went to somebody's house not too long ago, and they have this place, and there's no other house around it. It's incredible. It's just amazing. And you acted like, you know, it was some kind of a sin. And you love the Lord, and you support God's work all over the world. Some of you need to convert that guilt feeling you're feeling and tell people, look what God gave us. Look what God gave us. It's not your fault that your wealthy mom and dad were killed and you've got mega millions of dollars. What are you supposed to do? Send it, you know, to some wasteful thing? Use it to the glory of God, but don't apologize. So you know what? You see what we have? God gave this to us. Use it as a witnessing tool. You might say, well, that's not us, Jack. We're poor, and we go to this church. You know what? In every work of the Holy Spirit, wherever God's people are working, there'll be people of every strata of the level of the economy. You want to know why? Because God uses people who don't have to test the hearts of those who do. Didn't it say in Acts 2, 41 to 47, that they had all things in common? No one in this church will starve. We'll sell that building. We'll burn the wood of this pulpit for firewood, but nobody in this church will starve. How do we end this? Well, I find out that giving really truly reveals where my heart is really at when I talk about God. It's where the rubber meets the road. God says in the book of 2 Corinthians 9, let each man so give as he's determined in his own heart, not grudgingly or out of necessity, but God loves a cheerful giver. Isn't that great? All right, when's the offering coming? Like that little old lady from Pasadena. When? I don't know, but when's it coming? All right, praise the Lord. All right, Jesus, that's yours, Lord, that's yours. Rather than, oh man, here we go, oh brother. Oh, keep it.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a lesson called Why Should I Tithe? It's part of Pastor Jack's series simply called Why Should I? Which will continue on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. Now, don't forget, we're offering Pastor Jack's series called When a Christian Prays in a 2-CD set. You know, there are a lot of misconceptions about prayer, and sad to say, even some professing believers pray without understanding what prayer really is. And of course, Pastor Jack addresses these kinds of issues in this audio series. When a Christian Prays, Pastor Jack's 2-CD set is yours for your tax-deductible contribution of any amount to this ongoing broadcast outreach. I'll say that again. For your contribution of any amount to the broadcast outreach of Real Radio, we'll send you Pastor Jack's 2-CD series called When a Christian Prays. Call, click, or write, but do it right away. Our telephone number is 1-877-RR-RADIO. That's 877-RR-RADIO. You can also pay us a visit at realradioactive.org. That's realradioactive.org. And then click on the banner on the right there that says Special Offer. Or maybe you prefer the traditional way, write to us at Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. And of course, all of our contact info can be found at realradioactive.org. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio and made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at realradioactive.org. That's realradioactive.org. I'm David J. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time.
This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.